Poetry Rocks Tool 2, The Gather. And the purpose is to continue to explore the question, what is poetry, and to begin to expand your poetic range by immersing yourself in the diction and syntax of other poets. And diction, if you're not familiar with that word, means the word choices, and syntax is the way that those words are arranged. And here's what to do. You're going to gather words and phrases from a poem you love to use as building blocks to create your own poem. And you'll be using a technique that I've adapted from Gabriel Lazzarico's book, Recreations. And I'll just talk you through the steps. The first one is to find a poem with beautiful, interesting language. And if you're new to poetry, the field is wide open. If you'd like a suggestion, I do have a link on your tool to a poem called The Word by poet Tony Hoagland, and that's as read by Garrison Keillor on the Writer's Almanac. And by the way, the Writer's Almanac has a new poem every day that's great for you, this tool, The Gather, if you want to play with it again. And I say a daily or even weekly gather is a great practice for a working poet to take on. It really will help you to expand your diction and your syntax as a writer. And it's also, I think, a whole lot of fun. So after you've found your poem, then what you're going to do is you're going to get two pieces of paper. And on one, you're going to draw a square in the center. I like to think of it as an empty, expectant center that's like a magnet that's going to pull just the right bits of language to itself. And you want to have it be big enough so that you can fit a couple of words or phrase in, and you want to have a lot of space around the outside, so don't make it too big. And after that, you're going to listen to your piece of writing. And it really is important to listen to it, whether you use the Writer's Almanac, have someone read it to you, or tape it and listen to yourself. And you can just read it out loud to yourself, although I think it'd be better to tape it. Don't think or analyze. Just listen to the sound and music of the words. Now, this time, you're going to listen once again to that poem. And while you're listening, you're going to gather individual words and or phrases from the writing. And you're going to do this at random, grabbing them as they go by. Don't think or analyze. You're just going to write random words and phrases all around that empty box in the middle of the page. And you can arrange these anyway, clockwise or counterclockwise or just all higgly-piggly. And the thing to know about this exercise is that it's a whole brain exercise that engages your left and right brain together. So be sure that you don't crowd all your words and phrases in one little corner. Really use the whole paper and kind of spread them out. And once you finish with that, read over your words and phrases and let one of them, or maybe a few of them in combination, suggest a theme or topic or title to you. You could go with whatever shows up in your brain. You cannot do this wrong. You can even just grab one of the words or phrases and just use that. And whatever that is, you're going to write that working title or topic in that empty square right in the center, and then just take a moment to stare at it, sitting there, surrounded by those words and phrases. Just take it in for a moment. Then rewrite your topic or working title on that second piece of paper, and just keep your gathered words and phrases right next to you. Then set a timer for 4 minutes and assemble a poem from your gather. And I do mean assemble. You're just going to put this together kind of like a kid would assemble a building out of a bunch of blocks that are laying around. You can use as many or as few of your gathered words and phrases as you like, and you can add whatever you want to. So it's much better than magnetic poetry because you can add your own stuff. And just note that this tool, like many of the others in this program, is designed to be done without thinking or analyzing. Just have fun with it. Let go of what you think it should be like and just have fun with it. And when you finish, read your finished piece out loud and just enjoy what you've created. And here's my example. I did a gather using a poem called after not writing much for 3 months. And this was by a poet named Lynn Lifshin. And you'll be able to see when you look at your tool that I have the words that I used in my poem that were in the original poem. They're highlighted in blue, so you'll be able to see them. And remember how I told you in the first tool that we talk about how to credit poets whose work inspires yours? Note the way I credit the source of my poem with the words after Lynn Lifshin's after not writing much for 3 months. Usually you do this right underneath the title of the poem, but because my title actually moves right into the poem itself, I've put it down below. And it's a literary tradition to write derivative works as a way of honoring writers whose work you admire. And lots of people have done this. And the only thing is just to always credit both the author and the work, unless the poem is so famous that anyone reading it would recognize it, like, say, Elizabeth Barrett Browning's How Do I Love Thee? So here's my gather from Lynn Lifshin's poem, and it's called Last Night's Dream. Last night's dream refuses to dissolve, tangles in my hair, stubborn as salt wind or shutters that won't latch before the storm. No lover's hands to loosen the furled sadness, still the clattering truth. I could use lemon balm, hearts of palm, a full-throttled psalm, promising peace like an ocean inlet, a feast of egrets dazzling the sun. And then again, once you finish with your poem and you've tried this tool, here's a reflection for you. Do you think the poets whose poems you use to inspire your leapfrog and your gather poems would answer the question, what is poetry, in the same way? Or would they answer that question differently? And did you gain any new insights about what poetry is from playing with this new tool?